This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. March 22nd is World Water Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people about the importance of safe, affordable water. One of the factors which can work against access to safe, affordable water is the privatization of water supply systems. In other words, taking ownership and control of water systems away from local authorities and giving them to private corporations. I talked to David Boies about access to water. Mr. Boies is the Deputy General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents public service unions at the world level. I asked him, what is wrong with the privatization of water systems?
Everything. Everything is wrong with privatizing the management of water and sanitation systems. Look, the first reality is, we've got to be clear, that market actors and market dynamics, which means the private for profit, must maximize profits. And therefore, any social or environmental issues that are a threat to profits have to be eliminated. So from the trade union perspective, what we've seen is one of the main costs in delivering water and sanitation services is the labor cost. So what happens is, well, good, decent jobs which pay living wages and might even have a pension, they're outsourced. They're made precarious. So, I mean, that is at the narrowest level of what's the problem with privatizing water. But because you don't have the choice of whether you're going to drink water or use water in your household today, and because you typically only have one network system, once the private sector gets a hold of that monopoly, then the options for abusing a monopoly position are huge. And we've just seen far too many examples of these distortions, whether it's raising the tariffs, whether it's promising to make investments and then not making them, whether it's deciding that the poor settlements or the poor neighborhoods don't deserve good water. There's a whole range of considerations that come in when your number one priority is not services to the citizens, services to the residents, protecting the ecosystem, ensuring sustainability of supply. When those aren't your priorities, but profit is, and when Wall Street and the rest of the financial machinery puts pressure on you for those profits day in, day out, then you've got structural problems.
What is the PSI doing to help in the efforts to protect or remunicipalize safe, affordable water supply?
There's a lot of things that we're doing. One of the main issues is that what appears to be a very localized, almost isolated decision by a city government to privatize or to give a long public-private partnership concession, what appears to be a local decision made by a city council is actually part of a global machine. And that machine passes through the World Bank, it passes through the World Water Council, it even passes through the World Economic Forum in Davos, the OECD in Paris. There's a whole range of global and regional organizations that are pushing for market-based approaches to public services, including in water and sanitation. So the first thing that we do with our affiliates is to show this to them, is to shine the light on what's going on. And that we do by sponsoring some of the best research in the world on who's behind it, what they stand to gain, what they want, how they do it. So it's to really understand the dynamics of privatization when they come to your city. The second thing that we do is to talk with the trade unions, to provide advice on their planning, and to make them aware that A, privatization is a threat to good jobs, and B, that if we want to push forward with an alternative, or if we want to preserve and improve public services, it's not done at the collective bargaining table. It has to be done in a political process.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.